Chapter 5 and Chapter 6. New words. A corridor. Noun. A long room with doors to other rooms. A waterfall. Noun. A river falls from a high place. A pipe. Noun. Air or water can move through a long pipe. Suck up. Verb. Pull something using air. Taste. Verb. Food tastes good or bad. Disappear. Verb. A person was here, but suddenly you cannot see them. Chapter 5. The Big Day. Charlie ran through the door. And he shouted, "Look, everyone! I found it! I found the 5th golden ticket!" For about 10 seconds, the room was very quiet. "Now, Charlie, that's not possible," Grandpa Joe said.
"It's true!"
Charlie cried. He ran to the bed and he showed his grandparents the large and beautiful golden ticket. Grandpa Joe moved closer to the ticket until his nose was nearly touching it. Then, very slowly, he started to smile. He threw his arms up into the air. Then he jumped out of bed and he started dancing around the room.
"Well done, Charlie!" shouted Grandpa Joe. "What wonderful news!"
Charlie gave the ticket to his father.
"Read it," said Grandpa Joe.
"It's a message from Mr. Wonka," said Mr. Bucket. "It says, 'Congratulations, you must come to my factory on the first day of February at 10 o'clock in the morning. And you can bring one or two people from your family with you."
"But that's tomorrow," cried Mrs. Bucket. "Who is going to go to the factory with Charlie?"
"I will," shouted Grandpa Joe. "I'll take him."
"Yes, Grandpa Joe knows everything about Mr. Wonka," said Mr. Bucket. "He should go with Charlie."
"Hurrah!"
shouted Grandpa Joe. The sun was bright on the morning of the big day, but the ground was still white with snow. An enormous group of people waited outside Wonka's factory to watch the 5 lucky children walk inside. Everyone was very loud and excited because they all wanted to see Mr. Wonka. At 10 o'clock, the gates of the factory started to open and everyone became quiet.
"There he is!" somebody shouted. "That's him!"
And it was. Mr. Wonka had a black hat on his head, and he wore green trousers and a long and beautiful purple coat. He was very small, but he had a big smile on his face, and he looked very clever. Mr. Wonka smiled at the 5 children and cried,
"Welcome, my little friends! Welcome to the factory!"
Mr. Wonka was as excited as the children, and he did a little dance when he checked their golden tickets.
"Congratulations! It's good to see you," Mr. Wonka said to every child when they walked into the factory. "Are you ready?" asked Mr. Wonka, and the gates to the factory closed behind them. "Please don't touch anything without asking first. And stay with your parents. It's a big factory and we don't want to lose you. Here we go, through the big red door."
"It's so warm in here,"
said Charlie. They were standing in a very long corridor. Grandpa Joe held his nose high and smelled the air. He could smell coffee, sugar, warm chocolate, nuts, lemons, apples, flowers.
"And it smells wonderful," he said.
Mr. Wonka walked quickly down the corridor, with his long purple coat flying behind him. The children and their families all followed quickly.
"We're going under the ground now," said Mr. Wonka.
Mr. Wonka turned right into a thin corridor. Then he turned left. Then left again. Then right. Then left. Then right. Then suddenly he stopped. In front of him there was a door. On the door, in large letters, it said, "The Chocolate Room."
"This is one of the most important rooms in the factory," Mr. Wonka explained.
He took out some keys and he opened the door with one of them.
"All the chocolate in the factory comes from here. Go inside now, my dear children."
The five children and nine adults pushed their way through the door. And then they stopped to look.
Wow!
In front of them, there were beautiful green fields and a big brown river. In the river, and this was the most surprising thing, there was a huge waterfall, and there were 12 enormous glass pipes.
"It's a chocolate river," cried Mr. Wonka. "And it's the best chocolate in the world. The waterfall mixes the chocolate, and it makes my chocolate light and full of air. Then my pipes suck up the chocolate and carry it to the other rooms in the factory."
The children and their parents could not speak because they were too surprised.
"You can eat everything in this room," cried Mr. Wonka.
"You can even eat the grass because it's sugar.
And the flowers are sugar too. Have some."
Everyone picked a small piece of grass to eat. Violet put her gum behind her ear first. But Augustus pulled a lot of grass from the ground and he started eating it quickly.
"This tastes wonderful," cried Charlie.
Suddenly, a shout filled the air.
"Look!"
said Veruca Salt. Everyone stopped and looked across the river. 5 people were standing on the other side of the river.
"I've never seen people like them," said Charlie.
"Of course not," said Mr. Wonka. "They're Oompa Loompas. They work in the factory. They love chocolate and they love working here."